This is Diane Swanbrough at the University of Michigan. I'm talking with Jeff Wudke, a National Science Foundation graduate research fellow, who's found that growing up in a bad neighborhood can have a devastating impact on a child's chances of graduating from high school.
In our study, we define a bad neighborhood as one with many poor families, many single-parent families, a high unemployment rate, and few well-educated adults. Some people argue that the absence of well-to-do adults in a neighborhood means that children there lack successful role models to emulate in school. Others have argued that when many poor families are concentrated in one area, that alternative subcultures can emerge that might value schooling differently than what they call mainstream culture. So we use data from the panel study of income dynamics, which is centered here at the University of Michigan. And this was a study that began in 1968 and followed, you know, about 5,000 or so families every year, and has followed the children in these families. If a family splits up, it follows both the new families that are formed, and it's continued right on till the present. And so it provides, you know, a picture of really the whole life of some of these young children that we followed. Income inequality has been increasing quite a bit in the United States, and that's led to also big increases in income segregation. So affluence and poverty are becoming more concentrated in different parts of the cities. And it's important to know the consequences of these types of broad economic changes for child development and educational attainment. The study is also important for understanding and attenuating racial inequality. So black and white children are exposed to very different neighborhoods when they grow up. This is something that we document in our study. Knowing the consequences of exposure to these different neighborhood environments is important for understanding racial inequality. And finally, the study sheds light on the social processes through which inequality is generated and maintained. So most people have a sense that, you know, your parents' education, occupation, and income affects, you know, how well you do in school and how far you go in school. But we show that also the education, occupation, and income of your neighbors affects how far you go in school. And so this information can help, you know, the public and their representatives in government craft more effective initiatives to remedy inequality in the future.
Wudke's co-authors are David Harding of the University of Michigan and Felix Elwert at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.